So what if instead of focusing on trying to figure out alcohol, you tried to figure out yourself? You learned how to do all of the things that you think alcohol is doing for you, but better. You tapped into really understanding what the messages from your body meant and how to use your emotions to your advantage and how to really expand your desires to get what it is you finally really want and have real, lasting, sustainable pleasure. That is possible for you, and it is all available to you in the self-study course, The Naturally Sober Woman. It is everything that I teach my one-on-one clients, but it is compact for you. Lifetime access on demand at a super affordable price available to you right now. You're going to go to my website, marywagstaffcoach.com. Right there, it'll say self-study course, or follow the link in the show notes right here. Get in there. One short video, just the welcome ceremony. There's a beautiful commencement ceremony that really anchors you into your intention for wanting to make this change into your life, will change your life forever. It'll put you on a trajectory of new possibility, because the bigger your desire is, the easier it's going to be to say goodbye to alcohol. So go on over to my website, get inside of The Naturally Sober Woman, and I will see you in there.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Mary Wagstaff. I am a life coach who ended a 20-year relationship with alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. In this podcast, we will explore my revolutionary approach to quitting alcohol that breaks all the rules, amazing stories from women who are throwing a better party because of it, and how you can stop drinking and start living. This show is not a substitute for rehabilitation, medical treatment, or advice, so please talk to a health professional if your alcohol consumption is a risk to your mental or physical health. Now on with the show. Hello, my beautiful listeners. Welcome back to the show. It's Mary. I am so thrilled that you're here. Thank you for joining me. My hope is that you are gaining a lot of personal awareness of your journey with alcohol out of this podcast, and it is helping you really think about how you want to show up and live into the world. And so today we are going to talk about the fifth and final shift for my five shifts process to get alcohol out of your way and to start really living the life of your dreams. And this episode is called Rise Above the Noise, because there's a few reasons. Not only does our mind get very noisy with our subconscious desires for alcohol, and then our highest self and what we truly want and what we really truly know the truth is. So we have this, what's called cognitive dissonance, where we're kind of having an internal argument with ourselves, which is completely normal. So that gets super noisy. But the world in itself right now is so, so noisy. And I truly believe that one of the magical things about coaching and really about the process and the sacredness of the journey of getting alcohol out of your way is that giving yourself permission to go in, to tune out, so that you can get very, very grounded into what you want. So you're tuning the outside out and you're going inward. Your attention in this modern world is the hottest commodity, and our time and energy is our most valuable resource. So if the intentions that we have in ourself, or our highest and best self, and our goals are not projected in a very specific way, and then we are subconsciously being pulled and energetically pulled in so many directions, it is going to be very, very difficult to have feed into the internal resources that you have to accomplish this, you know, really powerful transition, but challenging transition. And so no one's saying this is easy, but it doesn't have to be done, as we've discussed, in that way of deprivation. And the way that we have more fun getting alcohol out of the way is by tuning out all of the other distractions of what we need to be doing, what we should be doing, and we tune into what we truly want out of this life, and we take some personal time to focus in that place so we can reemerge our newest and highest best self with our feet rooted and grounded and our chest open and our head held high. And so the fifth and final shift is the presence of the supportive other. And the supportive other is actually two different people. So in the psychology of resilience and coping, when we're overcoming adversity, two of the main factors that are present is your personal internal resources, and then the support of another outside of you to really see, validate, and recognize you on an individual level. And so with those two forces combined, you not only just come out of adversity, but you gather all of these tools and resilience and strength to persevere through the next thing. And then to also now live into that bigger, more full version of your life that has been hidden away from alcohol. So we all have internal resources, and this is called our intuition or our perseverance. A lot of times with the kind of haze and shadow of alcohol, we really start to forget what that is. And, you know, we don't really think about our dreams and who we are in this world. And then, of course, there's this external world that we have access to so much information. But I am very, very clear with my clients about tuning out of social media and tuning into themselves and the natural world, because on a subconscious level, whether or not you know it, and no matter how strong of a sense of self you have, I do think that it's doing very damaging things to people's mental health. And that's why I've decided to not engage with social media, exclusively Facebook and Instagram, to get engagement with my clients and do the podcast, because I think podcasts are much more specifically focused, where you're making a very clear decision about tuning into this one episode, and then there's just not this scrolling of, you know, being bombarded with so much information on top of all of the other regular normal things that you have to do, taking care of yourself, your family, and working, and, you know, going out into the world. So I'm going to lead you through just a small invocation to kind of feel that sense of self again, that idea of the sacredness of who we are on a deep, deeper level, outside of the labels, outside of the haze of alcohol, outside of all of these things of who we should be and the programs being sold to us and the products and all of this stuff. So even if you're driving, you can tune into this. And if you're not driving, or you even want to pull over or pause, just make sure you're safe wherever you are. And if you are driving, to keep your eyes open. And if you're not, then you can soften your eyes. And this will be brief. I have a crystal singing bowl here, but I'm just going to chime it a few times and then kind of guide you through just a couple of moments of a little bit of deeper self-inquiry. So feel your feet on the ground wherever they are. Take a big deep breath in through your nose so that you can feel your belly rise and lift almost into your chest. And as you open your mouth, let out an exhale and feel your shoulders relax down your back. And do that again. Now this time, feel the breath move from the soles of your feet up into your heart. And as you exhale, open your mouth, let your shoulders, your spine, your hips all relax down, releasing any tension. And then this final big inhale, you're going to lift the breath from the feet, almost like the soles of the feet are portals of a universe opening. And the breath lifts up through your legs, through your hips, into your heart, into your throat, and then all the way up to the crown of the head, and lifts you to connect you with all that is in this big, beautiful, amazing universe. And then as you open your mouth, let out a little bit more of a forceful sigh, like a ha. And feel everything relax and soften down. And as you continue to follow your breath here, noticing sensations in the body, what do you notice? Do you notice your heartbeat? Do you feel your sitting bones in contact with this chair underneath you? Do you feel tension? Do you feel openness? So the physical sensations. And then simply say to yourself internally, I am, and repeat your name. I am Mary Wagstaff. I am. And then we'll move through that. I am Mary. We'll just take off the last name. And you're breathing and you're staying relaxed. And then one more. And now just I. And then notice what you see. Really open your eyes to the wall, to the vista, to whatever it is you're looking at. See what you see. And now notice your breath. And then release the I. And feel yourself in relation to all that is around you. And almost like the skin is so permeable that there's no real border or wall or barrier in between where you are, where your body ends, and the room or the car or the space around you begins. And see if now, instead of tuning into sensation, you can tune into the absence of sensation, just pure being. And one more big breath in to kind of bring ourselves back. And from this place of pure being, you can start to explore a present moment experience. And this is the experience that is going to take you deeper into what is important to you, into the reality of what's happening. And yes, we plan goals and we project for some bigger outcomes, but without the ability to be joyful, satisfied in the present moment, we will always have this noise and we will never be able to hear ourselves, our thoughts, and have the pleasure of the moment, have the pleasure of the ordinary, of the magic and wonder and awe that is you. You are no different than a sunrise or a sunset or a rainbow or a flower. We are all part of this interconnected universe, and your ability to know how uniquely important you are, and that one thought and one heartbeat creates a ripple effect in all of the universe, influencing it just as much as anyone else out there. The idea that other people are more well-known or more successful or more anything is a story and a construct. They create no more ripples than you do in your heartbeat or in your thought. And so moving from this place of knowing that you have the resources inside of you to create change, we move on into the rest of the show. So thank you for staying with me through that. And that is something that you can tune into to any moment, noticing sensations, the absence of sensations, and just the present moment. And you can go through a whole sense scan where you go through your five senses in this effort to tune into more of that sixth sense, which is our intuition. But we must be quiet in the mind and get grounded before we kind of go out into the world. And so you are a highly functioning woman who knows that alcohol is getting in the way of the best version of your life. And that is why you're here today. And of course, all of these tools can be used and implemented for the next thing. But you're here listening to Stop Drinking and Start Living, probably because you want to stop drinking. So you feel isolated by the thing that you seem to love but secretly hate. So that's that cognitive dissonance that we're talking about, that kind of daily mind drama that if we never interrupt, will continue to go. You may feel out of control with alcohol. You feel like the only way to get into control is through deprivation and cold turkey abstinence, which if you've listened to the first few episodes, you know that that's not part of my approach. You're a goal-oriented, spiritually driven, adventure-seeking woman who doesn't like to be told what or how to do. I know that was me, and I know that that is why I tuned into life coaching and then in addition to alcohol coaching and creating these five shifts, because it's a very personalized process where you can really decide how you want to show up. You're self-motivated and you know how to make it happen. This is the power that you need to tap into. You love life and you thrive on what's possible. The world is magical. Labeling yourself right now as powerless over alcohol feels inconsistent with who you are and who you want to be. And most importantly, if you are ready to end the desire to drink and start intentionally creating your life, you are in the right place. So much of the world, because of the stigma around alcohol, says you're fine. And that kind of forces us more into hiding when we can't say, no, actually, alcohol is making me feel like crap and I'm ready to get it out of my way. So it's no longer this black or white deal. We are now recognizing culturally and in the collective that there is a spectrum of alcohol dependency. And so much of the society we live in really values unfulfilling external reward and false pleasure. More, bigger. And that guided invocation I took you through was this ability to find pleasure in the present and to find pleasure in who you are, in your senses, in this magical gift of life that you've been given. It is wild. The alternatives for support in the world, a lot of them keep alcohol in the headlines forever. And, you know, you have to take on that label as a sober person in recovery or an alcoholic. I don't like any of those. I don't resonate with any of those uniquely. It doesn't mean that that's bad or good, but it's not for me. And many of the people I work with, it's not for them. So this process of getting alcohol out of your way doesn't create that lifelong labeling for you or that bullet point of your resume. Of course, our stories are part of who we are, but it doesn't mean that it is something we need to feel like we need to broadcast to the world. And then it does change your relationship with people out in the world when you feel comfortable and confident and just being who you are and simply just without alcohol. And you haven't found an amazing support that you needed. And now that you're here, you know that there is this alternative way, this more mindfulness-based approach where you can really be in control and not only just get alcohol out of your way, but start to living in those dreams that got you thinking about why alcohol is a problem to begin with, because you really want to next level your life. And so, as painful as drinking has become, I know a lot of people will take it over that what seems like a boring dullness and pain of cold turkey abstinence. And you are ready to move on. Alcohol was part of your life once, but no longer fits that current version of that deeply connected, empowered self that you are really feeling your calling to exemplify. And there is a movement happening. And although I'm saying quiet the noise, in the collective, I know people are wanting to take their own roots. We're really evolving past constructs and labeling on a bigger scale, not just through alcohol, which fortunately, thank goodness, the conversation around that is changing, but empowered women are changing. Empowered women are tuning into the privilege that it is to be a woman. And that's also what this is about. And they're not afraid to go first and say, hey, yeah, no shame in this game. I don't care. I want a better life. This isn't a stance of virtuosity. It's a recognition of human potential. So we're not saying anyone's wrong because they're drinking. We're saying I'm going to live the best life for me. The paradigm of the power over model in the world is shifting, and vibrant women are leading the way of a heart-centered, powered with model. Strong women are unapologetic about claiming the best version of our lives. We know how to throw a better party, and I talked about that last time, and look and feel amazing doing it. We are not going to let anyone keep us down anymore, especially something like alcohol that just sits there, and some rules about in society of the collective, which really were just because people didn't know. We didn't have enough research to know. So it's like, you got to put some definition around things that are hurting and killing people. But we're realizing now, because alcohol is so rampant, and women are rising, and this, it will probably be another podcast, that women's alcohol consumption has increased as female leadership has increased. But we're seeing now that we don't have to do it the same way that the patriarchy did it. We don't have to sit at the bar with the men. We're going to go out and dance out under the moon like beautiful, empowered women, or whatever floats your boat. Getting alcohol out of your way isn't just something that you're doing because you think you should. It's really an expression of who you are now, who you are deeply, and the powerful woman that you are that's meant for greatness. So as you explored, and if you haven't gone back to listen to the four first shifts yet, I would highly recommend it. But these insights will work for everyone, but they're not necessarily for everyone. And the secret of using compassion and inspiration rather than willpower and grit is an expansive consciousness concept. So it's a different level of thinking than we're kind of used to. In society, a lot of times there's just this next step that we are supposed to take. But this is about really taking a high road in doing it a different way. And so what I've learned from 15 years of teaching and coaching is that wanting change and the willingness to change are not the same thing. And when you're in the noise, it's so much harder to just take control and really tune into that inspiration and that intention you have to move forward. So the clients that I'm working with aren't just working harder and harder, investing more time and energy, white knuckling and gritting their teeth, resisting urges to drink while sacrificing their relationships and happiness. They understood at a visceral level that what creates success and people who actually benefit from this method are those who believe in this statement, that your past results are not indication of future possibilities. So the way that you may have had fun in the past or enjoyed yourself or relaxed in the past are not indicative of what's possible for the future. And so the one thought that is holding you back right now, and you might not even see it, or you don't think you really believe this, but this is always the thought before the switch flips in your brain, is that your life on the other side of alcohol won't be as much fun, that you won't enjoy it as much. And that is the thought that once that goes away and you know that's BS, then you start to really have a completely different mindset shift. And it is wild. Like when the switch flips, you can't even believe of the thoughts that you ever thought before that. And it's possible. And also, just because you've tried to control your drinking before and it hasn't worked doesn't mean that that is the final answer. I know what it feels to feel like you've broke your promise to yourself, saying today is the last day, and waking up in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning saying, oh my God, not again. It is a heartbreaking feeling, especially when you really are wanting to change this. And the only reason that you didn't know what to do is because you didn't know the real cause of your drinking, and your process to getting alcohol out of the way was full of rules and labels and social stigmas and beliefs that just aren't true. What is true is that every time you accomplish a new goal or task, or you create a new habit or routine, it's because you believed it was first possible. Any learned behavior can be unlearned with the same process, and you must know this with all of your heart. It seems like alcohol just kind of got to this place, and that's true, is because you weren't paying attention to it, and now it's a habit. Now you have all these beliefs around it. But it's very simple that this is science. This is the way that the brain works, and that's why we are rising above the noise today. This really is a beautiful and sacred journey of the self. especially if you're wanting to next level yourself. And that's really who this process is for. And here's a really amazing quote from Michelle Obama's Becoming. Becoming isn't about arriving somewhere or achieving a certain aim. It's forward motion, a means of evolving, a way to reach continuously towards a better self. And this is really how I view alcohol. And I think when it's viewed in this way, it becomes, the process becomes more enjoyable, and it just becomes that, a process of becoming. It's a maturing process. It's a next leveling process. And that way we're not in victim mentality, blaming the alcohol. We're in the power, resilient control mode, being the heroine of our own life, creating our own destiny by choosing what it is that we want. You're getting alcohol out of the way so that you can be the highest version of yourself. The labeling of many sobriety programs can feel isolating in the opposite direction from that feeling of a pleasure-empowered and independent woman. And this process doesn't require you right now to not ever drink again. This is a completely individual choice. I did talk about moderation. I think takes up way too much room, and I do talk to my clients about that in one-on-one coaching. But you don't have to label yourself as anything other than uniquely you. It is helping you change how you interact with alcohol from a place of your inspired future. Changing your desire for alcohol doesn't make you better than anyone else. It helps you become the leader who says, this is how we grow, by becoming a better version of myself. Doing this alone or with some support that doesn't really feel like you might continue to make you feel isolated, and alcohol will continue to be in your way and will be harder for you to get out of your way as time goes on. And there are so many amazing support groups on and offline for this. And I think that it's so awesome that there are new alternatives out there as the conversation about alcohol is expanding. There's more things popping up around it. And I commend this. And I think whatever works for someone and empowers them to make choices in their life is amazing. What I will say is there is something special and really imperative about the individualized work as you're really starting to discover, wow, who am I? The last 20 years of my life was really wrapped up in this label of alcohol that isn't who I am on a very fundamental level of my highest and truest self, my soul's purpose. And to be seen and heard in this way of who you uniquely are is truly invaluable. And I don't think I would have had the level of awareness with the expedited process that I had I not gone and had a one-on-one relationship with someone else. And this is why I think coaching is so powerful, is because someone can get to know you, know your mind, and start to really understand how it works. And of course, we are creating community. That is one of my big missions in life, is to create more conscious community, not just around alcohol, but about real living in the flesh. But when you work one-on-one with someone, whether it's in the flesh or remotely, it does have that same feeling voice to voice, because someone is getting to know you rather than being another person in the crowd. And I have done group coaching and group mentoring, and I've gotten a lot out of it. But through a really significant transition, such as this one, that is challenging, that may have been a struggle for many, many years, I think shutting out the noise, tuning into your internal resources, and then finding one-on-one support really is the perfect combination to get you to where you want to be. Not because it needs to be quicker, but in a way that makes sense and that you can really show up for and commit to. And that accountability piece of having
a one-on-one coach by your side that you know you can look forward to every week. And in the meantime, you're thinking about the work you're doing and the intentions you're setting and the thoughts you're creating and how you're going out into the world. And it just becomes a really fun process of what's possible. And then during times that might not feel amazing, you have that person there to remind you that nothing has gone wrong and that you're growing and changing. When we feel a more emotion, this is a good sign that we are, you know, experiencing growth. I really believe the more emotion you feel, the more growth that you're going through. Sometimes it doesn't always seem like that, but having that one-on-one support really creates that. So finding a supportive other that really resonates with you to help you get alcohol out of your way is really the way to achieving your goals and creating the skills and talents for the resilience that you can use in any adverse situation. That's why I love this five shifts approach. I'm actually using it right now for myself around some issues with just, you know, interpersonal issues in my home, growing my business. We're creating a sanctuary space on this land that we just bought. So I'm really taking that time to observe, kind of shut off the noise and really go inward to ask myself, you know, what is the big secret that I want? What is that big dream that I'm, you know, kind of afraid to even say out loud? And so that's why this five shifts approach is really a self-coaching tool. So how the process usually works is that I meet with someone over the phone one-on-one. We talk for about an hour and I get to know them and their story a little bit. And I can tailor a specific tool for you to help you tune into that witness consciousness that we talked about a few episodes ago. And that was a little bit about the practice that we did. And then I also help you really create the future vision for yourself that may be hard to see now because alcohol is in the way. And then you also have all this added noise on top of it. And you're not even sure what you're living into or for. And that's okay. And so we can help just have fun with that and get you some ideas rolling. And I hold space for you to start the process of knowing that this doesn't need to be isolating anymore. And there is no shame behind this. And there are no requirements for wanting or needing the best version of your life. It doesn't have to look like anyone, and nor should it. You cannot be a better version of anyone than yourself. And just remember that this process isn't about you just moving away from alcohol, but it is about you moving towards greatness, a truly meaningful, connected, and sacred life. This is your life to live. And so I want you to live it like you mean it. And I want you to live it with a hell yes, and that everything's a miracle. I think it's Einstein who said, either you live your life like everything's a miracle or nothing's a miracle. And I choose to live like everything's a miracle and everything matters. And so just to recap about what we talked about today, to rise above the noise, take a some break from social media. I'm not joking. It is a scary world right now on there, and the world itself is not as scary as it is portrayed, and it does get into your subconscious and your psyche. So connect with the natural world, take some time to do some deep breathing, be with your loved ones, gather in family. There is meetups out in the world. Go do a craft. And then when you're ready and you really want to tune in to seeing how to get this process and this ball rolling, email me. We'll get on a one-on-one call and we'll really just sit and look at who you are, who you want to be becoming, and letting you know that this shift is possible for you. And that on the other side of alcohol, you are going to have way more fun, girl. I am telling you. And it's not that there's no challenges that exist. It's not that you end association triggers. We are rewiring the brain. But the things that you are choosing to do instead of drinking are amazing, and you're feeling it and you're remembering it and you're proud of yourself and you're not sick. I am dancing like a crazy person. I used to dance when I was a little girl, sober, of course, and sober dancing has really changed my life. I'm looking at this beautiful view of this new property that we bought with just infinite possibility and potential. And I want this for you. I want this for all of my clients. I want this for all beings everywhere. There is nothing that you are not capable of feeling. And why would you want to not feel? There is nothing that can happen bad because of a feeling. If anything, it only makes you stronger
and more resilient. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you enjoyed our little guided meditation. I will talk to you soon, Mary at MaryWagstaffCoach.com. I can't wait to connect. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
The process of unraveling your story outside of the confines of alcohol is truly a sacred and beautiful journey of the self. Rediscover who you are in a whole new world again. Stop by my website, MaryWagstaffCoach.com, to get instant access to the on-demand workshop of my revolutionary five shifts approach. And while you're there, you can sign up for a one-on-one consultation where we will create together your life intention. This is the framework for which all of your decisions around alcohol are made from your truest and highest self. In addition to working remotely worldwide, I host private one-on-one healing retreats at my sanctuary in Mount Hood, Oregon. I can't wait to connect.